Title: Rhythmic Composition with One Note Bass Advanced. All right, let's do something that sounds like it should be impossible at first. Writing a bass line that never changes pitch and still feels like a fully composed, evolving drum and bass record. This is advanced territory, because the goal isn't to make a cool bass sound. The goal is to make a single note behave like an instrument with phrasing, dynamics, and intention. In Rollers, Jungle, Dark Steppers, a one-note bass can actually hit harder than a melodic line, because all the interest comes from rhythm. The gaps, the push and pull, the note lengths, the accents, and the way it argues and agrees with the drums. By the end, you'll have a rolling one-note bass that grooves against your drums, evolves across an arrangement, and stays clean in the low end while still sounding nasty in the mids. Let's set the context first. Set your tempo to the usual drum and bass range, around 172 to 176. I'll assume 174 BPM. Now make a basic drum loop. You can use your own, but just to anchor the lesson, put a kick on beat 1, and another kick around the classic DNB spacing later in the bar, with snares on beat 2 and 4. Add hats and little ghost shuffles if you want. And here's a key mindset shift. You are not composing the bass in isolation. You're composing it against the snare and hats. The bass is going to feel like part of the drum kit. If you use swing, be selective. Add a little swing to hats and percussion if you want, but don't swing the sub. Sub is law, sub is stability. Now create a MIDI track and name it bass. One note. At the end of the device chain, drop a tuner. This is temporary, just so you can confirm you're truly locked to one note later. Pick your one note. A live DNB subs live comfortably around E1 to G1 depending on key and the vibe. Let's choose F1 as an example because it's heavy and common. And here's the rule that makes this lesson what it is. No pitch changes, not even octave changes. One note, one octave, the entire time. If you feel tempted to go up, that's your signal to add interest with rhythm or timbre instead. Now we need an instrument that responds musically to rhythm. Dock devices only. I recommend Waveeatable for flexibility, but Operator works too. We'll go with Waveeatable. Load Waveeatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 on basic shapes, and set it to a sine, or just slightly toward a triangle if you want to touch more harmonic content. Leave Oscillator 2 off for now. Keep it focused. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB. Add a little drive, but keep it subtle. 5-15% is enough for now. Now the part that makes rhythm actually matter, the amp envelope. Set attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This envelope it is sneaky important. It means short notes become little punches, and longer notes actually feel sustained. That's what turns one pitch into many gestures. After Waveeatable, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. The goal is controlled harmonics, not destruction yet. Then add EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz gently just to clean useless subrumble. If it feels cloudy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but don't overdo it. And optionally, add a gentle compressor if you want a bit of consistency. Nothing crazy. One quick coaching note. If changing note lengths and velocities doesn't audibly change the feel, your sound is too static. Fix the envelope before you write more notes. Now we write the bass line. This is the main event. Make a MIDI clip that's 4 bars long. We're going to build motif A and motif B, and we'll use them like language, statement, varination, subtraction, fill. Zoom into a 1-bar grid and think in 16 THZ. Start by creating a call to the snare. In drum and bass, notes that land just after the snare often feel incredible because they lean into the backbeat instead of fighting it. So begin with a handful of anchors. Play F1 on the first beat, then sprinkle a few more in a syncopated pattern. If you want a starting map, try hits around the early part of the bar, then a couple that feel like they answer the snare, then something that sets up the next bar. Don't worry about the exact pattern beating perfect yet. The important thing is this. You're not trying to make it busy. You're trying to make it conversational with the drums. Now, the advanced move. Note length. This is where most one-note bass lines fail. If every note is the same length, it turns into a MIDI drone. So vary note lengths aggressively. Some notes should be tiny 1/16 taps. Some should be longer, like 3/16 to 1/8, to glue phrases together. Think like a drummer. Drummers don't hit every stroke the same length and intensity. Your bass shouldn't either. Use length as groove design, not as an afterthought. Now let's use velocity as accent design. Even if you think your bass is flat, Velocity can control filter movement, loudness, and even saturation if you set it up. In Wavetable's modulation matrix, map velocity to filter frequency just a little, something like +5 to +15. Also map velocity slightly to amp level if you want, subtle. Now go back to your MIDI and create accents. Put higher velocities, say 100 to 127, on notes that answer the snare or that feel like the point of the phrase. Then create ghost notes. Low velocities, like 30 to 60, that create shuffle and forward motion. When this is right, the bass feels like it's ghosting like a drummer, even though it's one pitch. Quick coach check. Mute your hats for a second and listen to kick, snare, and bass only. If the bass rhythm still feels like it's dancing with the snare, you're on the right track. Now let's make it roll and lock to the drums using dynamics. Add a compressor after your EQ and turn on sidechain. Feed it from the kick, or better, from a dedicated ghost kick if you're fancy and want more control. Set ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then tune that release while listening to just kick and bass. You're hunting for groove. Too fast and it'll chatter or feel nervous. Too slow and it'll feel like it's collapsing late and smearing the pocket. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how pumpy you want it. Now for extra talk, add a gate after the sidechain compressor. Yes, a gate on bass. This is a cheat code for one-note writing. Turn on sidechain in the gate, and feed it from a ghost hi-hat or muted percussion pattern. Now the gate opens rhythmically based on that pattern. You've added rhythmic detail without adding any new MIDI notes and without changing pitch. Adjust threshold until it opens on the intended hits. Set return around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Floor can be full silence for hard gating, or maybe around -12 dB if you want it subtler and more natural. This is how you get that tight, articulate chatter that still feels welded to the drums. Now we're going to protect your low end so you can go heavy safely. Create an audio effect rack after the instrument and split into two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep distortion extremely mild or none. Keep it mono. If you want a quick way, utility can help, but the main point is, the sub should be stable, centered, and consistent. On the MID chain, high pass around the same frequency, 90 to 120 Hz. Now you can do the fun stuff, heavier saturator or overdrive, auto filter for movement, maybe a tiny chorus for width if you like. But keep an eye on mono compatibility. If you widen the mids too low, the groove can collapse when summed to mono. Teacher style habit, after you widen anything, put a utility at the end and toggle mono. If it falls apart, raise the high pass on the widened effects or reduce width. Now let's add movement without pitch changes. This is where arrangement lives. In the rack, map key parameters to macros. For example, a macro for filter cutoff in the mid-chain, a macro for drive, a macro for noise or texture like erosion or wavetable noise, and a macro for gate intensity, like the gate threshold or floor. Now go to arrangement view and treat these macros like section controls. In the intro, keep it filtered, less drive, simpler rhythm, mostly motif A. In drop 1, open the filter, increase drive, and introduce motif B every 4 bars so it feels like phrases, not loops. In a mid-section or breakdown, you can even strip the sub briefly and let the mid-chatter create tension. Then in drop 2, bring the sub back hard and change the density or who the bass answers rhythmically. Here are a few automation moves that scream DNB without changing pitch. Open the cutoff in the bar or two leading into the drop. Increase drive just for the first one or two bars of each 8-bar phrase. And use momentary mutes. A tiny gap right before a snare can hit harder than any fill you could add. Now let's make a variation system, still one note. In your 4-bar clip, make bars 1 and 2 motif A. Bar 3 should be motif A but with a couple missing notes. Bass is not emptiness. It's intention. Then bar 4 is motif B, your fill bar. More 16 THS. Shorter notes, maybe a little more gating, but still the same instrument and the same pitch. And here's a pro technique, create a negative space hook. For example, every 8th bar, remove the same 2 or 3 hits. Listeners learn that gap. It becomes recognizable, like a chorus, but it's made of silence. Now micro timing. Advanced groove often comes down to milliseconds. Keep the sub mostly on grid, but the mid rhythm can be nudged. Late by 3 to 10 milliseconds for a laid-back roll, or early by 3 to 10 milliseconds for aggression. A clean workflow is to duplicate the clip. One for sub that stays tight and quantize, one for MID where you nudge only a few ghost notes, or, if you've split chains, you can even use track delay on the MID side. Now, a few sound design extras that help one note bass speak clearly. If the rhythm feels mushy on small speakers, add an articulation layer that's not pitch-based. A quiet noise layer, high-passed above 1 to 2 kHz, with a very short decay. Blend it so you barely notice it, but suddenly the short notes read like events. If the bass feels soft or late, you might be missing a transient click. Try drum bus on the MID chain with just a tiny bit of drive and a small transient boost. Or use saturator with low dry slash wet and higher drive, then trim the output. The goal is definition above the sub-split. For darker, heavier vibes, and erosion on the MID chain. Very small amounts can add grit that translates on laptop speakers. Porpoise can add metallic character, but keep it subtle and don't trick yourself into thinking you're changing pitch just because the resonance is moving. And if you want movement that follows your rhythm instead of an LFO doing its own thing, use an envelope follower to map your bass's amplitude to filter cutoff or drive. Then the timbre naturally changes with note length and accents. It feels played. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If all note lengths are the same, it'll sound like a loop, not a line. If you distort the sub, you'll smear your low end and lose headroom. If your sidechain release is wrong, the groove either flaps or disappears. If you fill every gap, the roller can't breathe. And if nothing changes across the arrangement, one note bass becomes unforgiving fast. You need automation, density changes, and phrase level storytelling. Let's lock in a mini practice assignment. 16 bars that stay interesting without any pitch change. Write a 2-bar motif A with medium density. Duplicate it to make motif B, and in motif B remove a few notes. Shorten a few notes to 1/16 taps, and add 2 ghost notes at low velocity. Then arrange bars 1 to 4A, bars 5 to 8A with B appearing on bar 8, bars 9 to 12 mostly B with more drive, bars 13 to 16 back to A, but automate a filter opening into bar 17 like you're about to drop again. This audio version is shortened for playback.